Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by James Hughes, who's Chief Market Strategist at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Happy New Year to you. Last year, I believe, this time last year, the markets tanked, or the equity markets tanked, just after it sort of came out of nowhere. Are we looking for any excitement for the first week of January this year?
Well, we're looking for excitement, but it might not necessarily be tanking as it did last year. I mean, first thing this morning, we're looking at pretty strong equity markets, to be perfectly honest. Dow futures looking particularly strong for this afternoon as well. I mean, I think what we've got this week is pretty full of data. There's a lot of stuff coming out. We've got PMIs, which have already been happening in the rest of Europe over the last couple of days or so. Today we've got the UK ones, which are coming out. We've got US numbers later this afternoon. So we've got a lot of data coming out. It's going to be particularly busy. But at the moment, it just seems like it's a continuation of that upside of that positive feeling that's really been going through equity markets really since the election in November. And I think there's just that feeling in the US of getting that 20,000 level. I know we've been struggling with it in the Dow for the last couple of weeks or so, 3 weeks or so. But it feels like that's going to be the area. I mean, if we do head towards that and we do break above it slightly, it could almost be the catalyst for any sort of downside, because, of course, there's so many people waiting for it. There's so many stops just above that level. There's so many people looking to take profit around that 20,000 kind of level. It could be that we move towards that. As soon as we get it, we then see the downside. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some downside in these equity markets, because they have been so strong and really on not much in the way of substance.
You mentioned Mr. Trump and his arrival. We've got 17 days to go. Is that going to create some uncertainty or instability, you think, generally over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what's interesting about the Trump presidency and the inauguration coming up is the fact that usually the markets would ignore this sort of stuff, a political speech, very much like it did when Obama came in, that the markets don't tend to really care. But with Donald Trump, it's all very, very different. The markets very much do care, and they care about what sort of sensationalist remark he's going to come out with next. And for the first time ever, the markets are very much looking at every tweet that comes out of his account as well, because that's really where the big headlines come from. So we're looking at his Twitter account in these next 17 days to see exactly any hints about what he's going to say, how long that inauguration speech is going to be, and what sort of headlines are going to be generated out of it. And the markets very much do care at the moment. At the moment, we've still got this strength. We've still got this US dollar strength. We've still got this equity market strength. Sooner or later, something has to give with that, and something will turn it lower, whether it's the 20,000 level on the Dow or whether it's something that Trump says in the next couple of weeks or so, which spikes it. But at one point, the one thing is very much for sure, that the markets are listening to Donald Trump, and usually politically they wouldn't necessarily care so much.
So you're saying either the equity markets are out of line or the dollar's out of line, but something's out of line and something's got to give over the near term.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, very much. There is something that doesn't quite add up with the way these rallies are going. And dollar and equity markets both rallying higher on the back of a Fed rate hike on itself doesn't make sense. The fact that we're listening so closely to political wranglings and political tweets coming out of an account, it just all doesn't necessarily seem right at the moment. So I think something does have to give. It's just when and what it is.
Right, finally, we've got oil and gold as the commodities, obviously, where people are watching them very closely. But out of the two, which one is the standout for you?
I think oil's the one to keep an eye out for at the moment. I mean, they're both going very, very different ways. Gold's holding up at these lower downside levels, pretty strong support levels on the downside there. And oil on the upside is testing sort of that $54.34, around that sort of level, which were the previous highs. So, I mean, I think they're both at key levels, just going in kind of different ways. They're both higher on the start of the year, but I think oil's closest to its level. It's got more potential to break above it. Of course, there's a lot of political wranglings that go with any sort of oil price movement, but still, a breakout there could see us target a little bit higher oil at the moment. I still think we've got a little bit of space to go above to sort of $55, $56, $57 a barrel.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst for GKFX, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.